Good day, good day. Jesse Powerhouse McDougal here with the Powerhouse Method. Today's topic is going to be, this is very niche. That's the realm of Christianity. I'm calling this subject the head of high priestess. Don't you know rank? There's ranks in the spiritual world, guys. Here we go. Let's get ready. God invests in your soul. Healing is in the house of God. Circumstances change when I'm close to God. Satan is highly threatened and offended that I'm close to God. Satan tries to create chaos. The system of the world cannot heal you like God can heal you. God is in the business of healing everything. Satan deceives you to not come to service. Do the counter opposite of what Satan tells you. He will say anything to get you to not go to church because he is trying to stop your healing. I see your shift. Indeed, you change week by week. God is disciplined. Satan makes humans undisciplined. Become a control freak about discipline of God. Spiritual laws. Make Holy Spirit enter you. Christianity is a lifelong journey. Take the 40 years crossing the desert mindset. What makes you happy is your restoration. I care about your life more than you do. All I want to see is rapid growth in all levels of your life. When you give God glory, he comes back and does more. The Holy Spirit likes it when I'm diligent. When I come to the man of God like a crazy person demanding prayers, God activates his hand in my life and does his work. The fountain of youth is the gates of heaven. I age backwards when I'm in the gates of heaven. The presence of God is powerful. Holy Ghost reverses the aging process. It's not wrong to want the resources of God. God has all resources. The greatest wish of God is for you to prosper. If you are looking for resources of God, it is about connecting the gates of heaven. It's foolish to think God will release anointing without going to church and learn more about God. God has structure. Over time, doors will open. The great door of opportunity is connected to the gates of heaven. Blessed is he that comes to the name of the Lord. God only blesses you in the house. Heaven is a place of many mansions. God is amazing. In heavens, the streets are made of gold. I'm in the heavenly Jerusalem. God wants to prosper you to a degree that is worldwide. God will touch you. Church is a spiritual hospital. It's a church where you are healed. Abraham was always building a church. The gates of heaven is the center of power on earth. Honor and prosperity live in thy palaces. Get God's hand in your business. The speed of your growth is radical. He will bless thee out of the house of the Lord. Must be present and ready for training. The prosperity becomes closer and closer. You must be trained into the wealth of God. Look into your father Abraham. You must take training seriously for the blessing of God to come into your business. Healing is in the gates of heaven. If you are looking for God to heal you, it happens in his palace. The king doesn't come to you. You got to go to the king. Complaining compliments circumstances. The healing is in the temple. Angels are real. Just as demons are real, angels are real. You need the healing of God. Time value of healing. I'm in a vortex of God that is mystical in nature. Body, soul, mind, heart is healed in the gates of heaven. The word of God is quick and powerful, able to pierce the soul and the heart with glory. The key is continuing to come. The world is a dark place. Not many people like God. Not too many are interested in Jesus or holy living. He learned obedience from the things he suffered. Walk with God as a person. The system of the word cannot heal you the way the power of God heals you. I want God to take care of every issue in my life. Anything and everything is possible with God. It's all about your pursuit. Do you push onto God daily? The love of God grows over time, but God wants you to be wild boy. God wants you to be a wild boy with him. All he wants you to do is pursue him more. Chase power. God loves to be chased by his kids. Humanity by default has chosen the devil as their way of life. But when you come to God, he gives you testimony that flips everything around. Healing in the gates of heaven. Blessing impartation. God brings you here to bring you abilities. God packages you, then uses you to impact others, and that is the only by impartation, so that later in life you are used as a servant of God. The only thing that matters in life is Bible. He rewards the ones who are faithful. I'm hungry for God because He changed my life. When God takes away my darkness and gives you light, you become powerful. A Christian is a conqueror. God wants all of you, and it's the wisest decision you can make. You need to be impactful. You need to touch every family, community. God is looking for one person to touch humanity. In the house of God, I am being packaged by God for a destiny. God has a plan for me, and it's worldwide. Abraham owned all the families of the world. The plan of God is very strong. Many of you are designed to be prophets and apostles. House of God is where He packages me. I'm not packaged in the streets. Nothing happens on the streets. Elana McNeil belongs to the streets, but she's being called to the gates of heaven at 18 Gostick Place, North Vancouver. The gates of heaven is the ground and pillar of truth of existence. You need to be packaged. Become imparted each week in Christianity. Impartation. God is real. Must be desperate for God. Be desperate for spiritual impartation so Holy Ghost assembles me. When you become desperate for God, He moves mountains. A pastor that does not tell you the truth hates you. A pastor that tells you the truth loves you. A pastor must tell you the truth. They finish your sin count. As the sin goes down less and less, God's anointing goes up and up. 240 minutes in and the time fly by. God is strengthening in me. 60 minutes I left and I am cooked in Holy Spirit right now. I'm connected to source energy. Abraham divided himself into servants. I need your lineage. I come from serious lineage. Famous prophets all over the world to my head to you. There is a spiritual heritage lineage here. Lineage of prophets. You must know what you have access to get here. You will be imparted. I'm a powerful way. If you only knew your lineage. There are mighty, powerful prophets. You come from a great lineage of God. You're serving your family as well. God will do stuff in your family life without them even knowing it if you take your walk with Jesus seriously. The greatest thing you can do with your life is to love the Lord with all your heart. When you give Him your and all, He gives you them all. He responds at a high level for you. God does everything. My whole life is based upon His testimony. Moments of perpetual testimony. Christianity is a vortex in it with a helix of 11 million people in Canada that are the supreme force and ruling force and governing orderliness in this country. It's the will of the people that govern this country. God performs. God is not satanic. Dishonor blocks impartation. Honor is a prayer. Every Christian should pray every day. We are to work the world of Abraham. Emulate Abraham. You need his spirit. A Christian should not be consuming alcohol. It does not serve his vortex. The Bible says be sober. Alcohol allows evil spirits to enter. Consuming alcohol will affect your connection with source energy. Get high off praying. Sobriety is a demand to do well in Christianity. All I did was repent for 15 years. The journey to excellence is a journey of repentance. The voice of God does not come on in the streets. Hearing God is the key to existence. How many traps has God moved out from my life? How many doors has He opened for me? There are some issues in life you need to hear God. There will be a success, prosperity, and delivery as you come to the gates of heaven more and more. Do you think everyone hears God? Do you know how lucky you are to hear God? There is nothing more than like hearing God. When you come together in a church, I hear God. The more understanding of Jesus I have, the more I will hear Him. The more understanding God, the more He speaks to you. In the gates of heaven is radical growth. Those that know me shall do exploits. The greatest exploits on earth is hearing God. The Garden of Eden is the gates of heaven, paradise, the presence of God. God speaks to His children who go to church. Even the winds and the seas obey Him. A Christian has the power to control the weather in the gates of heaven. That's how powerful you are. If you only knew how powerful you were. Everything Jesus did, you can do. You are mini Jesus. Come to the gates for training. The greatest traversity is not being focused on the word. When Satan steals the voice of God from you, they celebrate because Satan doesn't want you to hear God, which is why he fights your plantation. The gates of heaven unlock the voice. Satan mocks you. I'm Satan mocks you in hell when you can't hear God because Satan controls over you. Soon you will be hearing God, very soon. Being jolly in God's presence is powerful because the light of God shines upon our faces. Fake it till you make it. God doesn't care. He just wants you to see you smile. Woo God. Outside stoic, inside bubbly. Do potato sack racing. Be bubbly and joyful in front of God. Even if you are mourning a good mood at church, fake it. God is sensitive, so fake smile. Just smile, not fake smile, just smile. Just be happy and bubbly. When God makes a covenant with you, He's speaking to you. That's going to wrap up Head of High Priestess.